Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the Executive Director of Batesville Main Street, Amy Pretzer. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same on this glorious Monday.
You bet.
All right. Awesome. And why not? Because a lot going on as far as Batesville Main Street is concerned. And to start things, Amy, got a open house going on tomorrow night.
Yes. We were lucky enough to get some funding for a downtown revitalization plan. This is basically just the downtown area. We got funding from both Hillenbrand Foundations and some boost from the Redevelopment Commission to design this plan for what we see in the future for downtown. So the first public step on this was an open house, and that open house is at Rahm Weber tomorrow at 5:30. It runs from 5:30 to 7. You don't have to be there the whole time. It's a walk around, do different stations. Tell us what you want downtown. Tell us what you love about downtown. Tell us what you don't like about downtown. All that information then goes into the whole plan that we'll develop, and hopefully by September, that plan will be adopted by the City Council, and we can start using that to write for grants, look for low-hanging fruit to start making things happen downtown, and hopefully draw a little bit more attraction and get more people on the street.
All right. So again, that'll be downtown revitalization and open house at Rahm Weber. It'll be 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
All right. Open house. And again, that's one of those forums where you can come and go as you please.
Absolutely. Open house. There's some snacks, some drinks. Just come and tell us what you like and what you don't.
All right, very good. And moving on to Wednesday night, a rather red-letter day as far as something that you and a lot of the Main Street folks have been working on. And this is the official opening of the designated outdoor refreshment area, also known as the Dora.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. We've been working on this since last August, almost a year to get it going. Trying to be as transparent as we possibly can with everyone, and we have gotten some positive feedback. We're really excited about it. So on Wednesday, we're calling it open. We will be doing a small toast, cheers to debut Dora downtown, and doing some photos, putting those out so people realize and know, okay, now it's time. Now it's time to go out there. You'll see some new signs going up. You're going to see stickers in some windows. There'll be a landing page that we'll launch on the first, so you can read about everything you need to know, and it has all the signage that you need to look for. And yeah, it's super exciting for us.
All right. And of course, as we mentioned, a lot of hoops having to jump through that. It's quite the process.
Yes, it was. You had to go through the city. You had to go through the state. There was a lot of hoops. And I had an amazing, amazing committee behind it that has worked so hard to make that happen.
And again, it's uniform hours, 7 days a week, understand?
Noon to midnight, 7 days a week that you can use the Dora.
Okay. All right. So, and of course, all the information on Batesville Main Street website and social media and so forth. So the Dora is coming on Wednesday. And then moving on, Amy, you got a big event that's a highlight in the month of May, and that is Mainopoly.
Absolutely. It's a kind of become a flagship for us. It's something that we've done for several years. So starting on May 6th, we've expanded it this year so that you can get your Monopoly board stamped at all the retailers that are on that board. You can start picking those boards up tomorrow at AMAC, Schmidt's, the library, and Little Charlie's. And those boards you will take around to the different retailers, go in their stores. They'll have specials running. They'll have games to play. They'll have different things in it. You'll have the board. They'll stamp that. Once you have a Monopoly, you can turn that in, and you can turn it in at the same place you picked up those cards. There'll be a box there for that. And then prizes will be drawn on the 13th for those that got Monopolies, and get a little prize for your efforts and all the fun that you had. So many different things happening with Monopoly this year. We decided, let's do something in the evenings. Let's do something for people to do. We have the carnival going on downtown through the Kiwanis. So we're like, why not activate that a little bit? So we decided Dora. So how can we activate Dora for this? We are doing a bar crawl. It's going to start at Backroads, and it's a scavenger hunt with an app that you can follow. You go to the different bars and restaurants. There'll be games to play or things that you need to do to basically try to win a prize. There's going to be a jail downtown. There's going to be all different things for you to do. It's a way for us to activate the bars, get them involved in Mainopoly a little bit. So that sounds like it's going to be a blast. I'm excited to go and try it. I had a wonderful committee that put that together. Then on the Saturday, we have Touch a Truck again. Touch a Truck is at Rahm Weber. That is from 11 to 1. That one is been done every year. Last year, we were lucky enough to get a helicopter to land. Unfortunately, we aren't going to get that this year. But we have some other amazing, amazing things happening with that. Also, during the farmer's market, there'll be some games to play for kids. And they can also pick up those Monopoly game boards. Look for Mr. Mainopoly running around town. And then on Saturday night, we have Dr. John's Comedy Hypnosis. That's going to be at the Gibson, and that is a ticketed event. Doors will open at 6:30. The event starts at 7:30. Pre-sales are $20 a ticket, and at the door, it's $25 a ticket. Very family-friendly. Nobody's going to get pulled up on the stage and told to cluck like a chicken or whatever that may be. This is all volunteer. If you want to go up on the stage, only if you volunteer. He's fun, exciting, a lot of comedy. I think everyone will really enjoy that. Very family-friendly. So that's kind of Mainopoly in a nutshell. There's just a lot more than we normally do, and we're hoping that people get out there and get involved.
All right, very good. And, of course, we had Paul Ketchum with the Kiwanis was in last week to talk about the carnival and the fact that it's in conjunction with Mainopoly. So a lot going on that particular weekend. And we're going to go ahead and catch our breath and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Batesville Main Street Executive Director Amy Pretzer right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Batesville Main Street Executive Director Amy Pretzer. And we mentioned that we needed to take a little bit of a respite because there's more events on the calendar, Amy, that Batesville Main Street is knee-deep in, and including Puppuccino.
Yes, it's Puppuccino time again. On May 18th, partnering with AMAC Well and a lot of different other organizations, bring those pups downtown. It's going to be from noon till 2. And it will be at AMAX. We have the street shut off there. We're going to have some vendors there, different things for your pups to do. There'll be a pup parade for some prizes. There's, of course, your pup cups. When your dog gets a little puppuccino themselves. We have some music. Batesville Area Arts Council is bringing some music in. The pup parade is going to benefit PAIN, people assisting animals in need. So we're trying to pull a lot of those different nonprofits and organizations together to do something fun for the community. Last year we partnered up with AMAC for that, and it was a huge success, and people had a really good time. It was a little warm, so we decided let's move it to the spring before it gets too hot. So we're excited. We're going to have a trainer doing a session, kind of showing you how to train your dog. There's just all kinds of different things going on that are very dog-oriented.
All right. Very good. So, again, it's a fun event, but at the same time, also raising money for a good cause.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Outstanding. So that is Puppuccino. And moving on down the calendar, this is something that we talked about this time last year, I believe, was the Food Truck Festival.
Yes, that ended up being a pretty big success for us. We didn't know jumping into it last year. We're talking to these food trucks, telling them to come downtown. We're going to do this great event, not knowing if we're going to have 10 people, 20 people, or more. And we ended up having Andy and more. It became a huge success. So we decided to bring that back again. Again, it's on that Thursday before Freudenfest. So it will be on July 18th. We have had an overwhelming response from food trucks, so it will be larger. I know we struggled with last year not having enough food, enough trucks, long lines, but I think that won't be a problem this year. Everybody's so excited. They're jumping on board. So hopefully we'll have more trucks, more food, and again, more people downtown.
Well, that's the thing. The word is out.
The word is out.
No longer a secret. Yep. Yes. All right. So that's the Food Truck Festival in July. And something that's new that's coming up in August, Amy, and this is something that we talked about on the news, I believe, last week, was the Tap and Chisel Craft Brew Fest.
Yes. We were contacted by Indiana on Tap, and they are a company that goes around and does different craft brew festivals. It's a membership-based organization. They reached out to us, said we'd love to use Batesville as a location. So we jumped in, and we are now doing the Tap and Chisel Brew Fest. We will be bringing in craft brewers. There's some distilleries, some wineries that will also be there. Again, a ticketed event. We'll have some music, some food trucks, but it's a tasting event. So you can get a little cup with, and you'll get small pours at each place, but those are unlimited. So you can try all different craft brews from all over the state. We have some coming also from Ohio, I believe. But they've been helpful in reaching out to those places for us to get them in here. We're getting a good support behind that. At this point, we're probably looking at about, and this is early, they're saying about 8 have already signed up. And they said it usually takes a few months for that to happen. So we're really excited that we've jumped into it that far already. And you can find information for that on tapandchisel.com, and you can purchase tickets there.
Okay. And what are ticket prices for that?
Ticket prices for that, if you purchase now, they're $35. As you get closer, about 2 weeks before, they're going to jump up to $40, and they're $50 at the door. There's also a VIP ticket that gives you an extra hour. It gives you some extra little perks, little gifts that you'll get, a little area to sit and relax, that type of thing. And those are $60. And again, all that is on tapandchisel.com.
Okay. And then the hours for that and the date?
The hours for that, it is on August 24th. And the VIP tickets start at 2 and run to 6. The general admission are 3 to 6.
Okay, so 3 to 6 general public, and then starting at 2 o'clock for the VIP tickets.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. And then anything else, Amy, that Main Street's involved in?
Well, yeah, actually we do. We have right now the Re-Envision Grant is out there for the downtown retail, restaurants, specialty shops. It's an opportunity to either, one, white box an area, to bring in new retail within your own store, or just creating a good customer experience, a permanent interior improvement of some type, be it paint, carpet, flooring, something that will create and entice a customer to stay into your store longer. And that grant application is out now. You can find that on our website. You can call us with any questions that you have, but it is for restaurant, retail, and specialty shops downtown. And the applications are due on June 1st for that.
Okay. And then what is the contact information for folks who might have questions?
You can reach us, go to our website. There's the information there for that. So it's BatesvilleMainStreet.org.
All right. So as BatesvilleMainStreet.org, where you need to go for the 2024 Re-Envision Grant. And again, that's the not only the application, but in case you have any questions. Anything else, Amy Pretzer?
Right now, I think that's all I can swallow. also, just it's National Small Business Week. So I would love to see people out there visiting those small businesses. Remember that a dollar to them means a whole lot more than a dollar to a very large corporation. So get out there, enjoy those restaurants, enjoy those retail stores downtown, and support the small businesses.
All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And as always, Amy Pretzer, Batesville Main Street Director, I appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you.